And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 24th of November, 2016. It is Thanksgiving Day, a day that we trace back to 1621, when the Pilgrims sat down with the tribe of Wampanoag Indians, though it wasn't until 1789 that George Washington proclaimed a day of national thanksgiving and prayer in November. The holiday fell out of custom, though, and by the mid-19th century, only a handful of states officially celebrated Thanksgiving. It was Sarah Josepha Hale who wrote the poem Mary Had a Little Lamb and who was an editor of a women's magazine who campaigned for Thanksgiving for 36 years, wrote to four presidents about it, Taylor, Fillmore, Pierce, and Buchanan. And then she wrote to Abraham Lincoln, and he declared the last Thursday of November a day of thanksgiving and praise. It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who said, "Cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you and to give thanks continuously, and because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude." It's the birthday of the woman who first published James Joyce's Ulysses. Margaret Anderson, born in Indianapolis, 1886, grew up in a small town in Indiana, didn't fit in, so she moved to Chicago, wanted to start a magazine devoted to the avant-garde, and she called it The Little Review. First issue came out March 1914. It was 4 years later that Ezra Pound showed Margaret Anderson the manuscript of Ulysses, James Joyce's Ulysses. She read it. She wrote to Pound, "This is the most beautiful thing we'll ever have. We'll print it if it's the last effort of our lives." And they did print it, but all of the copies of the magazine were confiscated by the U.S. Post Office, and they were burned. And she was charged with obscenity. Margaret Anderson said, "I wasn't born to be a fighter. The causes I have fought for have invariably been causes that should have been gained by a delicate suggestion. Since they never were, I made myself into a fighter." And it's the birthday of the novelist Nuruddin Farah, born in Somalia, 1945. Novels all in English, all about Somalia. Nuruddin Farah, who said, "The only thing I can say is that I have tried my best to keep my country alive by writing about it." Here's a poem for today by W.S. Merwin, Remembering Summer. "Being too warm," the old lady said to me, "is better than being too cold. I think now in between is the best, because you never give it a thought, but it goes by too fast. I remember the winter, how cold it got. I could never get warm wherever I was, but I don't remember the summer heat like that. Only the long days, the breathing of the trees, the evenings with the hens still talking in the lane, and the light getting longer in the valley, and the sound of a bell from down there somewhere. I can sit here now, still listening to it." W.S. Merwin's poem, Remembering Summer, from Garden Time, published by Copper Canyon Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by wordpress.com, where millions go to share their passions on personal and professional blogs. Now offering custom .blog domain names, wordpress.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.